For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Rumination to Investigation Meditation. Let's get into our meditative posture, sitting upright so that we are alert and yet relaxed. Notice in this posture how your back is strong and your front is soft. And taking a couple of full, deep breaths to bring us into the present moment. With each exhale, letting go of tension in the body. The forehead. The eyes. The jaws, the shoulders, the hands, the belly. And the feet. And resting your attention lightly on the breath. Simply noticing the thoughts that arise. Simply observe thoughts running through the mind. Just as clouds move across the sky and disappear, so our thoughts can move across our mind and disappear if we don't hold on to them. Thoughts from 5 years ago are now nothing more than vague memories, if even that. The thoughts appearing in your mind right now will soon be like that. Gone. The content of your thought is partially conditioned by your past, by your upbringing. Notice how thoughts just arise in your mind without any conscious decision on your part. The thoughts arising in your mind are no more in your control than the sensations that come up in your body. It's not a problem to have thoughts arising. You don't have to get rid of them. But neither do you have to take them as your identity. just opening to the thoughts. Opening to what's here going on in my mind in this moment. Now bring to mind a recurring story, one of the milder ones of your top 10 hits. Might be about a mistake you made at work, or how you treated someone in a way that you're not happy with. Might be that you were socialized to be prejudiced. And once you have this story in mind, ask yourself, what are you believing about this story? Are you saying, I am powerless? I am not enough? I'm bad? Just take a few moments to reflect on these beliefs that you have about yourself that come from this story. When you're ready, feel this belief as if it was really true. And notice where you feel it in your body. Do you feel it in your gut, your heart, your chest? Does this thought and the underlying belief make you feel open or closed down? Coming back to the story, see it as just that, a story. Now let your mind relax and drop the storyline you've been working so hard to maintain. And you may only drop the storyline for a breath or two. And if the story pops back up, just drop it again and focus on the breath. Let's take a step back from the story and look at it through the lens of just being aware of your thoughts. Take the perspective of being one step removed from your beliefs. So rather than saying, I am not worthy, say, I am believing that I am not worthy. Notice the sensations in your body now that you've taken a step back. Are they as strong as they were before? are they the same? How are they different from when you say, I'm bad, to I'm believing I'm bad? Do you feel more open or more closed? Now let's take one more step back and look at the belief as if you are seeing it as an outside observer. So rather than I am not worthy, we're saying Gloria is believing she is unworthy. Notice the sensation in your body when you look at the belief that way. Are they as strong as before? Do you feel more open or closed? And now let's reconnect with the inflow and the outflow of our breath to just stabilize us here in the present moment. This is how you gradually, breath by breath, undermine the power of rumination. You simply say, there's that thought again, and back to the breath. Simply noticing the thought arising, and with as much kindness as possible, begin again by bringing your attention back to your breath.